The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
With a report looking at the decisions of On Board Planola now gone to the DPP and to SIPO and to An Garda Síochána, will we see a proper total reform of the independent planning body? We've heard tough talk on this programme from the Housing Minister Dara O'Brien, but will there be sufficient follow through? Well, to talk about all of this, I'm joined now by special correspondent with the Irish Examiner, Mick Clifford. Good morning, Mick.
Morning, Pat.
Now, the Minister has announced all sorts of investigations. We've had the Remy Farrell, which has been forwarded to An Garda Síochána, to the DPP and to SIPO. But there's a lot we still don't know, a lot we don't have answers for.
That's true, Pat. Remy Farrell's report, which, as you said, has gone to the DPP, was relatively narrow. It focused on the initial allegations that came out about the board, and those were specifically to do with potential conflicts of interest by the former deputy chairman, Paul Hyde. Since that investigation was announced, a number of other issues have come to the fore, which are not the subject of any external inquiry. Now, we should point out there is an internal inquiry going on into a number of these issues. Whether or not people will be satisfied with that, we'll have to wait and see. And we'll have to wait and see whether the report into that will actually be published. But there are a number of issues that are most definitely not included in the Remy Farrell report, and I can touch on some of those if you like.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, it has emerged that in an extraordinary number of cases, board decisions have gone against inspectors' recommendations. Now, just to put that in context, Pat, when there's an appeal, one of the board's inspectors go visit the sites, compiles the various reports, examines everything and puts it in the context of national planning guidelines and makes a recommendation to the board. The board is not obliged to accept that recommendation, but generally it would be exception rather than rule not to accept it, because obviously this person has been to the site, they know exactly what's involved. However, it has emerged that in a large number of cases, particularly to do with the erection of communication masts, the board did not go with the inspector's recommendation, and that is giving rise to some concern.
Now, in one report, it suggests that they went through 26 applications in one sitting in an afternoon. So therefore, no matter how good they are at speed reading, they could not possibly have done any kind of deep dive into the materials before making a decision.
Precisely. And the other thing about that is it would be one thing, for instance, if there was an awful lot of similar scenarios and they were able to go through it quickly. But in a lot of those cases you mentioned, they went against the inspector's recommendation. And one would have thought that if you're going against the recommendation of the inspector, you'd want to have some kind of detailed knowledge what you're about. Because remember, these board members wouldn't even have visited the site. So as you say, that obviously gives rise to some concern. Mm-hmm. Another issue is the use of two-person boards. Now, there are 9 members on Board Planola, and typically in any appeal or application, in some instances, they would be decided on by 3 people, a subcommittee of the board. Legislation was brought in 2009 to allow for two-person boards to make decisions in a small number of types of appeal. It would appear that the two-person board was used far more than initially envisaged. And also, in a lot of instances, the two people in that board were the same individuals. Now, again, that would definitely give rise to concern for the likes of groupthink or whatever in that respect. And that is something that I understand the internal inquiry is also looking at.
Now, the internal inquiry is being supervised by the chairman of the board, Dave Walsh, but he also is a working member of the board involved in some of the decisions. I'm not suggesting any wrongdoing on his part, but in terms of transparency and the optics of all of this, I'm not sure it builds anything on the credibility of the board.
Yes, now, to be fair, there are three individuals within An Bord Pleanála conducting this inquiry. They're all from the administrative side rather than the planning side. So as far as the board is concerned, they're coming at it with a clean pairs of hands, and they haven't been involved in any aspect of planning. Exactly how much supervision Mr. Walsh has over it, I'm not sure.
No, but he is the boss.
He is the boss, but I understand in terms of this investigation and the report that they'll present to Mr. Walsh, I understand that they're doing that outside his supervision. However, as you say, we're at a stage, I think, in the evolution of institutions of state in general, where internal inquiries are something that are always going to leave suspicions that not every stone has been upturned. So we'll have to see what the outcome of that is. But as you say, Pat, it is most definitely not the ideal way to conduct anything into this.
Now, the minister didn't have an answer for me in terms of what happens if wrongdoing is found in the case of the now resigned deputy chair, Paul Hyde. The decisions in which he was involved, as yet to be built, for example, the built ones, that presents another problem. But what is to happen to those decisions upon which there might be a cloud?
Yeah, that is a sticky one. And I mean, as things stand, the only thing that can be done is a judicial review can be taken. Now, the first obstacle there, and I've come across this with specific cases in relation to, for instance, communication masks, the first obstacle there is cost. The second thing there is a review will decide whether or not procedures were properly followed. Now, you could have large questions over, for example, we mentioned masks. You could have large questions over the way that has been dealt with in a collective. But if there's a judicial review into a specific case, you know, it's quite possible that the procedure was followed, irrespective of the fact that it was part of a larger pattern that suggested things may not be as might ordinarily be. So that would definitely be an issue. But apart from that, it's difficult. The other obstacle, of course, is that in an awful lot of these cases, the infrastructure will have been built. So any review would have to take that into account and decide whether something need to be dismantled. So there's a lot of issues around that without doubt, Pat.
And finally, a number of councils around the country have expressed no confidence in the board. Where does that leave, I suppose, construction generally, where people feel that the board is not maybe fit for purpose anymore?
Yeah, definitely a question arises, and all that has gone on the last few months adds to that. I would have one tiny note of caution in that respect. We should also be cognizant that there are a lot of people out there who are very pleased with the way things have gone for An Bord Pleanála, simply on the basis that perhaps the board ruled against their own concerns or objections or whatever. Now, that doesn't mean that every single ruling of the board in the last number of years was faulty or suspicious or whatever, yet people very understandably, on the basis of their own interests, would have something of a beef against the board. So, and that would include, quite obviously, people in local authorities, particularly as the board is the port of call of appeal for decisions by the local authorities. So we want to be a small bit cautious in that respect, but there is absolutely no doubt a lot of institutions came down, you could say, or were questioned or brought into disrepute over the last 10, 15 years, particularly in the wake of the economic collapse in 2008. An Bord Pleanála weathered all that, but there's no doubt that now there are definitely issues around it, and it is vital, above many other institutions, that there's public confidence in this one, because planning is so primal to so many people, and there's no doubt that that confidence is at an extremely low ebb at the moment.
Special correspondent with the Irish Examiner, Mick Clifford, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.